Are we sure we want an NHL hockey team? The state's going to spend $1 billion to welcome this strange sport. Look, in all likelihood, you've never played hockey, you don't own a stick, I guess you've never shot a puck, and you've probably never been in a street fight while wearing ice skates, which is very much part of the sport when two burly guys go at it. First of all, it's like Disney on Ice, but with blood. Second of all, when a fight breaks out, listen to these announcers.
Both guys throwing haymaker right hands.
Yeah, both teams trying to connect.
This is a bare knuckle brawl. Jerseys are getting stained red.
And Wilson's got the upper hand here against Frederick, who's fought just once in the NHL.
These play-by-play guys are like, yep, another night at the office. Even when the players behave, the fans get weird, especially in Detroit, where Red Wings fans celebrate big goals by throwing a dead octopus onto the ice.
We got an octopus high on the ice here.
Picture this. An octopus is a boneless eight-legged blob about 18 inches long. You have to sneak the octopus into the arena in a backpack. It's starting to smell. You have to get enough grip on this slimy blob to throw it over the plexiglass and onto the ice. If you don't throw it hard enough, it's going to land on some kid's head four rows up. But if it does plop onto the ice, an arena worker skates out, grabs the dead octopus by the arm, and swings it over his head.
And give it a twirl, as he so often has.
The crowd goes wild, and you are a seafood hero. So why an octopus? Back in the day, you needed 8 playoff victories to win the Stanley Cup. 8 legs on a dead octopus, there you go. Other teams imitate the tradition. In Nashville, it's dead catfish. In Pittsburgh, plastic rats, honoring a player who once killed a rat with his stick. So are we sure we want a hockey team? And if we get one, what are we gonna throw? Cello?
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.